Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, it's the end of the week. It's Friday, and you know what that means. It is Freedom Friday, where you are extended the freedom by your magnanimous talk show host. That's me. To call and talk about anything you want to talk about today. Politically, it's got to be political. Keep it clean, of course, which you always do. And it's really easy here on Political Coffee. All you got to do is pick up the phone, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. So I got a couple of things on my plate today, and it is holding China accountable. Yeah. How do we do that? Well, Larry Huss has written a great piece. It was actually from a couple of days ago in the Oregon Catalyst. You should read it. And by the way, you can read it if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. Larry Huss wrote this piece about how you can hold China accountable. And it's brilliant. We can do it, folks, monetarily. And the Chinese can't do anything about it. Oh, goody. Let's explore that, because I kind of like that idea, because I think they need to pay. And then State Senator Dennis Linthicum, who lives off the grid down outside of Klamath Falls, great, great conservative Republican, a constitutionalist. Don't always agree with him on everything, but he has written a great piece about reopening Oregon and about reopening Oregon now and about keeping it all in perspective. It is in his newsletter called Way Off Kilter. And I happen to have a link to it. In this newsletter, there's a stunning graphic. You should really see it, because it does keep the freak out, the collective freak out, and the destruction of our economy completely and totally unnecessarily. It keeps it in perspective. You should see it. It really is stunning. We're going to talk about that today. That's what is on my particular, show plan for today. But what do you want to talk about? It's not always what I want to talk about. Fridays are your opportunity. Again, it's 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. And I will, I promise, do my darndest to read it on the air. By the way, there's an interesting little thing going on out there, folks. There's a surprise. Surprise! You businesses that are hoping to get and maybe have received one of these PPP loans, right? Surprise! You are probably going to have to pay Oregon's new sales tax on that money. Oh, I know the state is reviewing it, but as you know, as money hungry as Kate is, because she is way overspent and way made government spending unsustainable with anything other than massive new tax increases to continue to cover the PERS deficit and the expansion of their utopian style ideas. Well, they're believe me, the Department of Revenue is not going to say, well, no, this doesn't fit. It's revenue. And it's a forgivable loan. Oh, goody. Talk about the law of unintended consequences. You know what? Mark Hass, who, of course, is the purveyor of the sales tax bill as the Democrat senator from the Lake Oswego area that made sure this thing passed and championed it as something for schools, folks. Most of it ain't going to schools. You know that. It's all going to get sucked into the black hole of PERS, because we're going into this massive, massive recession now. Well, he said it just doesn't feel right. Of course, he has to say that because he's running against the ultra regressive totalitarian Marxist, a woman even worse than Kate Brown, if you can believe that, by the name of State Senator Democrat Shamia Fagan. They're running against each other in the Democrat primary to become the next leftist Secretary of State. We, of course, hope and pray that Kim Thatcher, the Republican running, will win handily. So, I mean, he has to say it just doesn't feel right. No, it not only doesn't feel right, Mark Hass, whom I served with when I was in the House. You know, it not only doesn't feel right, Mark, it's immoral. Hey, by the way, happy Communist Workers' Day. I'm laughing about this because it's just stunning to see the how the left is never satisfied, folks. They're just not. You see, here's the thing with regressive totalitarian Marxism. There's two things that they say will satisfy them, but when they achieve them, they never are satisfied. What is that? Well, it's tyranny. It's the forcing of the views of a very small minority upon everyone else in the majority, not through the rule of law, as our Constitution protects the rights of the minority against the tyranny of the majority. No, it's quite the opposite. It is the tyranny of the minority on the rights of the majority, because that's what fascism is. That's what tyrannical Marxism is. It's the imposition of their will on you. And you don't dare stand up, because if you do, you lose your rights. You know, Facebook and Twitter, they take down your feeds. Why? Because you dare to go against the orthodoxy of the politically correctness on things, coronavirus. If you're a doctor, like those doctors from, right, the Mid-Valley down in Fresno, yeah, they YouTube censored them. That's totalitarian regressive. I know it is not done by a government, but folks, it's still the same. Those people don't believe in freedom of expression, don't believe in the spirit, let alone the actual letter of our constitutional guaranteed free speech rights. But you know what? When you sign that little when you click on the I agree things, you sign those rights away. No, in happy Communist Workers' Day, the totalitarian Marxists are never satisfied. You can never satisfy them, folks, because they want to impose their will on you. That's the first thing. The second thing is that they're always striving for utopia. And even when they think they achieve it, it ain't enough. That's what they're striving for here. You see these stories about how all these wannabe unionized workers are deciding they're going to strike today at FedEx. FedEx is unionized. UPS is unionized. Walmart isn't. Amazon isn't yet. They're going to strike today in support of Communist Workers' Day. Why? Because it's never enough. Because they want beggar. Folks, you ought to be happy you have a job right now. We're going to approach something on the order of 20%+ unemployment. I mean, we're getting really close right now, folks. I mean, we're at 30 million workers. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Donald Trump, for believing the lies of Fauci. Yes, I said it, folks. I support Donald Trump tremendously. And I know the dynamics of needing to get reelected and how important that is. Believe me, and it is. It's everything. If you recall my conversation for yesterday, my commentary, yeah, it is everything. That's why the left will stop at nothing to destroy the economy, so they can destroy Donald Trump. Because in the end, they cannot afford four more years of Donald Trump and his selections to the federal courts. Because that will end their regressive totalitarian Marxist ideology from moving forward. That's why all of this is up. That's why I will continue to support Trump, even though I'm going to fairly criticize him trying to do the right thing. He was scared into it, folks. He now knows better. He knows he's been lied to by accepting computer models from a leftist university called the University of Washington, folks. Which leads me to holding China accountable. By the way, if you want to call in, it is Freedom Friday, 503-589-9226. 1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Before I really should read this email because this is from another never-to-be-named state employee. Says, hi, Jeff. I think one can reasonably assume that the only reason that Queen Kate recall failed last year is because there were two groups running separate recall campaigns. Even with the divided effort, the tally was only a few thousand short of the number of signatures needed. Don't let a corrupt tyrant's obvious agenda-driven overreaction to a crisis go to waste. That was a mouthful. Let's say that again. Don't let a corrupt tyrant's obvious agenda-driven overreaction to a crisis go to waste. I recommend turning this Saturday's end of the shutdown rally into a recall rally for this Marxist governor who clearly is putting her ideological agenda ahead of the best interests of us mere serfs. A single unified recall effort would be very likely to succeed. If not, why not? I think you're right. That's why it is so important, folks, that you show up tomorrow. Now, I'm not going to be in town tomorrow. I need to go spend some time with my mother. As you know, she lost her husband just recently. So I'm going to be journeying across the mountains to spend some time with her. Otherwise, I'd be there. I encourage you to be there. Just go show up, folks. How cool is that? Wouldn't it be wonderful to see like 20,000 cars driving around the Capitol, people not social distancing, holding American flags, showing up with their guns like they did yesterday at the state capitol in Michigan? How cool was that, huh? All right, how do we hold China accountable? Larry Huss has a piece in the Oregon Catalyst from 2 days ago, right from the start. And let me say, he's a lawyer. He's not a fan of the American Trial Lawyers Association. Why? Because they give all of their money and their allegiance to the Democrats. But he has a novel idea to deal with China's release of the novel coronavirus. And when we get back from the break in a moment, I'm going to share that with you. Right now, I want to share with you the great opportunity you have to get rid of all that stuff. As you've been stuck at home, you've been cleaning up your yard, you've been doing that remodeling project, go to Clayton Ward Recycling, folks. They can take it all. And they can take it all quickly with no waiting. You know, I got to tell you, I've been to the dump at Marion County, and sometimes you wait a long time. You don't want to go there on a Saturday morning, folks, because I've tried it. You don't have that problem with Clayton Ward Recycling, folks. They're right off the Salem Parkway Main Line Drive. Tomorrow, they're open from 7 to 3 on Saturdays. Normally, during the week, they're open from 7 to 5, but Saturdays, 7 to 3. Those are great hours. Give them a call if you got questions about what you might have to pay for. It's 503-393-8700. You see, a lot of stuff you take there is free, but some of it you may have to pay for. 393-8700, Clayton Ward Recycling. Take your stuff there, folks. They can help you. Back in a moment with the novel idea Larry Huss, the lawyer, has to how we hold China accountable. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is Freedom Friday. In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn because anything's on the table today on Freedom Friday because I give you the freedom to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be what's on my list today. It's just whatever you want to get off your chest. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to remind you, one of the ways you can keep yourself safe from the virus, but frankly, a whole lot of other stuff that, human beings just sort of get involved with, or the pollen season, which is really starting to ramp up. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Freedom Heating and Air and have them upgrade your central air system or your heating, your cooling systems. Not only keep them running, but upgrade them to filter out all of the stuff in the air that you have to deal with. And I know some of you deal with it. Believe me, you do. Freedom Heating and Air has got the systems to help you deal with it better, to be really kind of free of it from your home. Why don't you check them out on the internet? Freedom Heating and Air, all one word, .net. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. They're another one of our great local advertisers and businesses that have survived the tough times. They've been around 50 years, which means they're doing something right. Right now, they need your support. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. Support them, please, like all of our advertisers. Let's, there is something called sovereign immunity that has been a long-held dictum, I guess, in world affairs. And frankly, in governmental affairs. It basically says governments and government, government employees, governments can't really be sued for dealing in their official capacities. Well, that all changed after 9/11. Now, and in fact, the families that were devastated on 9/11 have been suing and seeking to sue for a long time, and they finally got it done. The Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act was created by Congress, and it created an exception to Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act. Under certain cases, it waives that. Friends, it opens the door for individuals who have suffered loss from the China Communist Party releasing purposefully the Wuhan virus upon us in America. We can sue, and there's a way we could actually collect. But let's go to Glenn. Let's talk to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Yeah, Jeff, the governor's supposed to have a conference at 10 o'clock this morning. Is that going to affect us for our rally tomorrow?
Well, you know what? If she says you can't do it, why don't we call her bluff?
Well, that was what my next question was. How do you think we ought to behave under that circumstance? We don't want to look stupid, but we want to be effective. So we look to you for that answer.
Well, all right. So here's what I would do. And this is if I were going to be able to be there tomorrow. Here's what I would do. I would certainly carry my weapon openly. I've done it before at the Capitol. You know, whenever I go to the Capitol, I always carry a weapon. It's my right to do so. I have a concealed carry permit. I walk around the Capitol. The state cops there all know me. I make it a point to know them. I wouldn't have a problem with any. The Capitol's not going to be open tomorrow, so you're going to be on the outside grounds. I don't have a problem doing like they did yesterday at the Michigan legislature, people showing up with their AR-15s and their hunting rifles and their pistols openly displayed. I don't have a problem doing that. But, yes, we should absolutely act with the utmost of decorum, shall you say, shall all of us say. Carry our American flags. We should give speeches. We should stand up for our rights. And if the police come along, we shouldn't riot, but we should have respectful conversations with them, if the state police do. And frankly, the Marion County Sheriff should come and support us. In fact, there's a lot of state cops. They have to do what the governor says because they work for the governor. Even though they work for the people of Oregon and are paid by the people of Oregon, she's the boss. They've got to do what she says. And if she says you can't come to the Capitol tomorrow, they have to enforce that. We show up in, they're not going to be able to arrest everyone. Now, maybe some of us get arrested, or maybe we call her bluff. And the state police say, okay, look, we know you can't be here, but, you know, if you're here, you're here. Because you see, what happens today, Glenn, with the communist workers who are going to be rallying at the Capitol, supporting Communist Workers Day, those people, they're under the same edict as we're going to be under tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, that's a good
comparison. So whatever the state police do today, they better do tomorrow with us.
Now, another question. Do you think the markets, because the governments all seem to have their monies, their pension fund monies and the monies coming in for their salaries, they all feel smug and safe. Do you think the markets are going to punish their pension funds and even their endowments as they cycle every 30 days and they take their hits as well? Where do you think that might go in May and June?
I don't think the markets are going to punish any of those entities that you've just described, because frankly, the markets want the money that they have. Like take Harvard's $84 billion endowment. You know, the market wants that money to invest so that, you know, those money managers can make money. I mean, it's the profit motive. So I don't think they're going to be punished. I think that we, the people, need to punish them through our lawmakers by raising holy Hades with Congress. And I think that's sort of happened, because that's the Los Angeles Lakers. My dad and I were having this conversation yesterday, Glenn. The LA Lakers should not be getting a PPP loan. Absolutely. And we need to raise holy Hades with Congress. And I mean, burn their phones down. And frankly, we need to be burning down the steps of the Capitol tomorrow. I hope you show up tomorrow. Thanks, Glenn. Great thoughts at 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment. Don't go away. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. We got two callers on. Hang on just a momento, because let me complete this thought, because it may throw a monkey wrench in whatever you wanted to talk about, folks. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I got some emails to read. However, let me complete this thought about how we hold China accountable. Larry Huss's piece in the Oregon Catalyst says this. Let loose the American Trial Lawyers Association. The ambulance-chasing lawyers that win all these big verdicts that raise our cost of living and our cost of insurance because we can't do tort reform. Yeah, unleash them on the communist Chinese, because we've made exceptions to the Sovereign Immunity Act. Let's take them to court in America. Let the Chinese defend themselves in America, in our courts. And you know what? If they just give us the middle finger, you know what we do? This is what Larry Huss points out. If we get a judgment against them, listen to this. You know how we can collect the judgment? Is we simply get a judgment executed upon the $1.1 trillion that China holds of our U.S. debt. We seize it. The federal court has the jurisdiction to order the U.S. Treasury to transfer ownership to the plaintiffs. We seize the Chinese debt. So in other words, we say, you know what, China, you gave us that $1.1 trillion. We don't have to give it back to you. Oh, I like that. Now, he does point out that the American trial lawyers are wholly in league with the Democrat Party, and that if an administration changes, this might not be followed through, because it would take years to get this through the courts, folks. But it's an interesting idea. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Jim. Then we're going to my buddy Jake. Jim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning. I had a question about what time we're supposed to be up there in Salem.
I think that's on the Facebook page. I think they're talking like mid-morning-ish, if I remember right. You know, you asked me a question I'm not prepared to answer, but I think it's like mid-morning because I think they want to be there over lunch, I think.
About 10 or something? Because, you know, I got to drive a ways, and I definitely want to protest the whole deal. I don't agree with it. I oppose it. Time to open it back up. But, you know, really, you know, I'm a little bit different, Jeff. I believe that knowledge is a way to wake the people up, and they got to learn, like, about the Fed, how all of our taxes go straight to the Fed now. It don't even go to the IRS. The IRS just collects it and give it to the Fed, or that the Fed is, what would be the word for it? There are five or six international banks that control our country and every country in the world, pretty much. I mean, the people don't know this stuff. They need to wake up. But just like politicians, you know, you got your Democrats, which are communists, and then you got your Republicans, which are socialists. And you can't say they're not, because they just, the Republicans just went along with all this swamp money, this money flooding the country.
I know, you know, I got to tell you, that's one of the most frustrating things in the world. If you heard my show open today, you know, I lay some of this at Donald Trump's feet. I mean, he got scared. He looked into the abyss the way W. Bush did when we bailed the banks out. And, you know, he had Bush famously said he had to chuck some of his free market principles. Well, Trump, unfortunately, chucked some of the liberty principles because he believed the leftist University of Washington's models, which have been proven to be wrong. We all know that. Trump's wised up now. He will never do that again, but the precedence has been set. That's why showing up tomorrow is so important. And by the way, if anybody's out there and you know what time they're supposed to get started for sure tomorrow at the Capitol, would you please call in or shoot me an email, and I'll be sure to broadcast it right now. Okay, truly. Jim, thanks. Great questions. Good points. The Federal Reserve, by the way, is not a part of the federal government. It's a privately owned banking system. And we let them control everything. Let's go to Jake, who's on the line. Jake, how are you, brother? Good morning. Good to hear your voice, friend.
Good to hear you too, Jeff. A glorious day in the valley. Lots to be thankful for. And Jeff, I want to speak to everybody that can hear this show from one end of the valley to the other, whether you're liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, et cetera. You got to ask yourself, are you tired of being treated like a third grader with Kate Brown as your wicked stepmother in the room? And I am tired of it, Jeff. Enough is enough. I'm living in Salem, and I'm looking at all these closed businesses, looking at all these people with deer in the headlight looks, and I'm saying to myself, this is not necessary at all. I'm looking forward to going to that rally tomorrow, Jeff. Unofficially, I believe it starts from noon and it goes to 3, but you check up with the people that know better than I do. I am looking forward to the opportunity to do something that I've never had the opportunity to do before, but because Kate Brown is a reason that I went out of business, I now have time on my hands, Jeff, and in that time, I'm going to make her suffer for my sake and my fellow farming brothers and sisters who are under her wrath. I don't like her. I'm tired of her. And you know why, Jeff. You're a farmer just like I was. But I'm grateful that we can still do some stuff, Jeff. But what scares me more than anything is how quickly we were able to shut down all of our states just to some edicts that, yes, we have to be careful. Yes, we've got to use common sense. But I tell you what, I am very, very concerned about where our country's going. If this is all it takes to knock things out, and for so doggone long, Jeff. Hope to see you tomorrow. Thanks for
all right,
me
brother.
In,
well, I probably won't be there just because my mother's husband passed away, and I'm going to go spend the night with her over in Prineville. She needs my support right now. Otherwise, believe me, I would be there, and I'd be wearing my weapon, and I'd be wearing it openly, folks. Because this is about liberty, and Jake, you're so right. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You know, one of the things that Kate Brown has not counted on with her lockdown, and even though I think, and I have to give her a little bit of grace, you know, I served with Kate Brown. I know her well. I don't particularly like her either. I know who she is. I know what she believes. She's a Marxist, folks. That's just the truth of it. She's not an honorable or honest person. Otherwise, if she was, the newspapers would be supporting her, and they don't. They ding her every chance they get because her Marxism and her tyrannical attitude continually shows through. That's why we call her Queen Kate, because that's her attitude. Let you all eat cake! Why don't you? Anyway. Sorry, that was my commentary for the day. Anyway, folks, look, tomorrow's your opportunity to stand up. One of the things that Queen Kate didn't anticipate when she shut down the economy, because she really kind of was reluctant to it. I have to give her that. All right? That's what I meant to say. But she did. And she didn't count on guys like Jake or many of you now having time on your hands. Yeah, you can go to the Capitol and you can protest. Yeah, you can go. At some point, she's going to have to open up the state so you can go door to door for candidates. You can participate in rallies. You can be energized. You can stand up for your liberty. Yeah. Queen Kate didn't anticipate that. There's a great piece, by the way, by State Senator Dennis Linthicum. He calls himself the Dirt Road Economist, and he's a brilliant thinker, constitutionalist, former county commissioner from down in Klamath Falls, and he lives off the grid, and he's generally a great guy. He has a great piece in his newsletter. If you haven't seen it, it's called Way Off Kilter. And you can find, you know, just states, just Google up, or don't use Google, DuckDuckGo. Much better. Dennis Linthicum, you can find him on the state's website, how to spell his last name, but just search for Way Off Kilter. There's a graphic, and it's keeping this whole business about reopening Oregon in perspective. And he makes some very good points. But the graphic is what you ought to see. It's a graphic from an organization called Visual Capitalist. And in it, it has these, you know, virus little, molecules. And it has them in proportion to the size of how they actually impacted the world. You know which the worst one was? The bubonic plague from 1347 to 1381. 200 million people died. And it goes right on down the line through the 56 million people around the world killed with smallpox. The 40 million people killed with the Spanish flu. Remember that? At the end of World War I? And then the plague of this and that, HIV, the third plague, you know, and it's just right on down to the Asian flu, the Russian flu, the Hong Kong flu, cholera. And it gets to finally the swine flu in 2019-2010 that killed 200,000 people. And you know where we are with COVID-19? Again, you keep it all in perspective. Slightly more than Ebola, MERS, SARS, but still less than many of these flus. Now, all loss of life unnecessarily is bad. There's no question about it, but keeping it in perspective, folks. Let the music play. By the way, a lot of these come from China. A lot of the recent ones have come from China. Another reason maybe to hold China accountable. We'll be back in a moment, folks, with Art, who's got some comments on Freedom Friday. One more little segment to go. Come on, do you want to sing back? Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220.
That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Thanks to Corby and Dwight and Bill and all the rest of you sending me emails. Folks, the official starting time for tomorrow is 12 o'clock. It's the Oregon Uniting for Liberty website. They've got a Facebook page also. Thanks to all of you for that. Lee writes an email about sticking it to China. I'll do my best to read that in a moment. Our lines are full. Before I start with Art and then Rebecca and Ron, let me just say, folks, in all seriousness, our local advertisers need your support, especially Righteous Renovations. Eric Azer, great local contractor, is a guy who puts his faith and lives it in his work that he does for you as a contractor, whether you're trying to renovate something or build a new deck, fix things. And all you have to do is go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and check it out. He's got very satisfied customers. Eric Azer, righteousrenovations.com. All right, we'll start with Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, the Oregon Department of Human Services, the Oregon Employment Department, the Oregon Commission for the Blind, the Oregon Department of Transportation, they all are being run by Queen Kate inefficiently and ineffectively, and the Democratic Party is allowing her to do so. We all need to stand up for our rights. We all need to say enough is enough. We have to hold these people accountable for their actions, because the people of Oregon have suffered enough. Everybody, you need to do your part. Show up for the rally tomorrow. And Jeff, Petunia needs to file that complaint with the Secretary of State's office on the mismanagement of the employment division, the waste of time and money. We're all suffering because people aren't getting their employment checks. Et cetera, et cetera, Jeff.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. And I will absolutely take that under advisement, Art. Great suggestion. Thanks, brother. Have a marvelous weekend. Petunia maybe needs to file that complaint. Bill wrote me about tomorrow's rally, folks, at the Capitol, about parking, especially if you have a physical problem. If you have a disabled speaker or a placard you can hang on your mirror like you're supposed to have if you use disabled parking. There's lots of parking there, right there at the front, okay? Other than that, you just got to get there early because there's parking around the Capitol. I don't think they charge on weekends. But you can park right there at the front steps if you have a disabled parking permit. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
I wanted to talk about the way that we've handled plagues in the past, because, back when we didn't know anything like the bubonic plague, people didn't even know how disease was spread. And actually one of the things that happened then was that they thought the Jews were spreading it because the Jews had different habits than the rest of society, and so that was one of the pogroms that happened. But now, today, governments have been doing what governments always do. They quarantine, and that's the only thing governments have ever been able to pull off in terms of plagues.
Yeah, but you know, this is the first time we've quarantined healthy people. Usually you do just the opposite, right?
Well, governments have always tried to keep healthy people and those who have the sickness apart. And sometimes lots of people have died because of the quarantining. But the difference today is that America is a free nation, and the free market found cures. We have actual cures, and when Trump has gotten up and tried to talk about them, what the free market is developing, he gets blasted.
And yeah, I know, and it's so sad. Rebecca, I got to let you go because we've got more callers. We got to keep rolling here. By the way, folks, if you want to build your immune system, if you want to sleep better like I do, you should take CBD. It works for me, and it helps my mother with her arthritic pain. It helps my brother with his diabetes. I'm quite serious. Buy your CBD from where I buy it, made right here in Salem, grown in Oregon. That's Pro Bioscience, pro-bioscience.com. That's their website, pro and then the dash bioscience.com. If you buy online, enter the code. It's the new code for May. It's MOM. M-O-N. It's Mother's Day this month, right? You get a 15% discount. It's the discount code MOM, M-O-N. All right, let's go quickly to Ron. Ron, good morning.
Mr. Kreps, so great to get to hear you and your information, in particular, Jeff, about Oregon at nearly 20% unemployment.
That's right.
From a record lows for the last 3 years since Trump's been in office of around 3.5%. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Those are the correct numbers.
With Jeff, with that kind of unemployment, what do you think would be the last state agency that would lock their doors to the taxpaying public?
That's the employment department.
Agency that would lock their doors? You know
employment
where the workforce
department.
Office is in Salem, Oregon?
Yeah.
The Cottage Street? 605 yeah. Cottage Street? Their doors are locked to the public now, ever since March 26th. I was there Wednesday. I just thought I would get that information out. Of all agents, always make the changes that hurt the public the most, right? I think you said that yesterday.
That is exactly right. That's what the leftist mindset always is. Got to let you go because I got one more caller to go quickly.
Okay,
caller, good morning. How are you? And what do you have to say? You got a minute. Good morning. What do you have to say? You've got 1 minute. Do I hear him? No, I guess I don't. Okay. Look, folks, sorry. I just try to get everybody in on Freedom Friday that I can. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening this week, for supporting our advertisers. They truly need your support. We've all got to work together. And tomorrow, I truly hope you all show up at the Capitol. Please stand for your liberties. And before you go, let me advise you to do this. Even if you're going to bring your weapon, pray. Pray that it's a peaceful but very impactful rally and that people will conduct themselves appropriately but stand up firm for your rights. It's time, friends. Time to reopen this state. And it's time to never let this happen again. And as we go forward, there'll be a lot more to talk about with there. Have a blessed weekend. Have a great rally tomorrow. See you Monday.